It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
So this week we had James Shaw back after quite a significant sort of gap between talking to James. But James Shaw talked to me a little bit about how the international tourism industry is affecting our greenhouse gas emissions. Obviously, a lot of people are travelling a hell of a lot more now than they ever have been, particularly on planes. And planes are huge, huge greenhouse gas emitters. And I was wanting to talk to James a little bit about what we're supposed to do about that. Are we supposed to stop people flying altogether to make sure that we're cutting down our greenhouse gas emissions there, or are there alternative options? So here is James. So today I want tourism and the impact of it on New Zealand's carbon footprint. Research by Nature Climate Change last year found that between 2009 and 2013, tourism's global carbon footprint increased from 3.9 to 4.5 gigatons of carbon dioxide equivalent gases, which is four times more than previously thought. This means that tourism accounts for about 8% of all global greenhouse gas emissions. Therefore, the international tourism industry has a high carbon intensity, and as it is continuing to grow with more people travelling internationally every day. Do you think this impact of flying and tourism on the environment affects the way New Zealand looks at climate policy?
Well, yes, it does, because tourism is one of the largest revenue earners for New Zealand, and we rely on it enormously, for our kind of economic well-being. And ironically, of course, one of the main things that people travel to New Zealand to see and do is to interact with nature. So that's kind of, if you think about it.
Yeah, we sort of go by that. Terms, clean, yeah. Green.
Yeah, precisely. And the big problem that we've got at the moment, it's a little bit like farming, is that there's no kind of easy technological fix for long distance travel, either by air or, if you've been reading the news, the ocean liners that are increasing in New Zealand every year as well. They've got a kind of a huge output themselves. Mm. So Air New Zealand is really aware of this. They occupy the distinction of being one of the, how do they describe it? I think the least unsustainable airline in the world. So what they've been doing is basically upgrading the fleet of aircraft that they use, because more modern aircraft are much more fuel efficient. It's like a newer car is more fuel efficient than an older car. And that's helped. They've done a lot of work with the Airways Corporation on the flight paths, around New Zealand domestically, because that's actually shaved a huge amount out of their emissions, because the steeper your takeoff and landing, the more fuel you burn. And so they've kind of worked out how to have much more gentle takeoffs and landings, which put less strain on the engines and burn less fuel. And they're investing quite heavily in the next generation of aircraft. So Chris Luxon, who's the chief executive of Air New Zealand, has said that he believes that we will actually have battery electric aeroplanes, at least for some domestic routes, within 10 years. And that as the technology improves, that will move on to your kind of larger intercontinental jets as well, but that's still quite a long way off. So in the meantime, what they're doing is investing heavily in forestry offsets, and so they're part of a consortium of companies in New Zealand that is basically looking at planting up a fairly significant amount of indigenous forestry, which actually comes with its own set of benefits as well. Now that's just a short-term fix, but it does kind of plug a gap while they're waiting for the technology to get to that point.
Because I was going to say, I suppose that is sort of the typical response, we'll offset our emissions by doing this and putting, not actually changing the emissions that are currently emitted by the company. And that is actually interesting to hear that there's that battery-powered planes is a reasonably real reality. I didn't realise that was...
I was really surprised that, you know...
That you could do that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because historically, of course, batteries have been so heavy that you couldn't get the aeroplane off the ground. But battery technology is now improving to the point where that does appear to be feasible, at least for smaller aircraft on those domestic routes, which is, you know, why I think he's feeling confident enough to say that they'll be using them within 10 years, which I you know, is pretty remarkable. But, you know, there's quite a big difference between a sort of, you know, Auckland to Tauranga 50-seater jet and a sort of a, you know, 300 or 400 person intercontinental Boeing. But, you know, again, if you look at the kind of history of how technology develops, you know, it tends to move through in waves. The question is really how much time do we have? And we've got a very limited window of opportunity. And that's why they're saying, well, you know, in the meantime, we've got to plug that gap with offsets, because we just don't have the technology to actually reduce emissions per aircraft yet.
And is that something that is being looked at internationally, with other international companies thinking about airplane, you know, flight companies? Are they also moving towards sustainable flying? Because I feel like, obviously, people fly a lot now. There's flights constantly. Yeah. And yeah, if a few people are working towards sustainable flying, but not everybody is, again, it comes back to that thing, you know, we need the masses to get involved.
There's a leading edge of there's a kind of a group of aircraft companies. There's, I think, Virgin Atlantic, Cathay Pacific in New Zealand, and a few others are working fairly aggressively on this, and they're looking at things like liquid biofuels and so on, which are derived from, you know, here in New Zealand we use biofuels derived from tallow, which is a waste product from the agricultural industry. So, you know, there is quite a lot of investment going on, but it certainly is not the majority of airlines. And there's, you know, plenty of airlines out there that are just focused on growing their business and you know, aren't too worried about their impact on the environment. And that's why putting a price on emissions is so important, because, you know, in New Zealand we're using the emissions trading scheme. If we were able to develop a way to price the cost of that pollution into the fuel that airlines use, then that sends a signal actually that all those airlines need to be doing what Air New Zealand and Virgin and Cathay and others are doing, and investing much more aggressively in what the alternatives are. And I honestly don't think that we'll see globally much progress on this issue until there is an effective price on emissions.
Air New Zealand is working towards changing the way that they fly now. Do you think that that is in line with New Zealand becoming net carbon zero? Is there another alternative that would be preferable?
the operative word there is net, right? And so net is about... Is where you don't have the option of reducing your emissions, is offsetting the difference, right? And so that's where, you know, I think airlines can make a contribution to our goal of becoming net zero, is to make sure that they're offsetting their emissions and getting down to net zero themselves. And that, you know, it comes at some cost, but, you know, that's true right across the economy. And the issue is, if everyone's doing it, then... no one's at a disadvantage, right? So yes, I do think that they can contribute to that goal. And I think Air New Zealand is actually probably one of the leading companies in the country in terms of just how aggressively they're trying to tackle it, because they truly understand that their business relies entirely on people wanting to travel. And they also understand that people come here to, you know, to interact with our natural environment and our natural heritage, and don't want to be contributing to climate change while they're doing it. So for them, it's really part of their core business. And I just think probably not enough companies see it that way yet.
And talking about aggressive climate change action, Would there, and this is, I suppose, a very odd hypothetical, but would there be any chance that if the country and the world does not move fast enough on action towards changing how tourism is affecting the environment and affecting carbon emissions, do you think that there would be any way that a solution would be just to stop people from flying, or is that just completely unrealistic?
No. Look, I just think, we're investing quite heavily in upgrading, rail around the country and things like that. But I think in New Zealand, at least where we're at the moment, it's not a realistic option. That's why, I think that in the short term, the ideal thing to do is for people to offset their emissions when they travel. Like I said, it's a short-term fix, but it does get us down towards net zero. And if people can be more choiceful, like you don't have to travel for every meeting. The technology is getting much better on video conferencing and things like that, for example. So, where that's an option, take that option. I just think our economy it just depends on it so much that, I just think any move to try and restrict how people travel would be ultimately unsuccessful. It would just meet with resistance. So it's not ideal, but the best option that people have got at the moment is to offset their emissions. And not everyone is, right? So that would be a good start, frankly.
So just finally, obviously in the last couple of weeks, the government has responded to the tax working group's recommendations. What is the Green Party's overall thoughts on this response?
Yeah, I think it was fairly well advertised at the time that we were disappointed with the decision to drop any form of capital gains tax. And I think it's particularly disappointing because, the tax working group was unanimous in recommending that we put a capital gains tax on investment properties. And I think most New Zealanders would, say, well, there is clearly a problem in the housing market, and not that a capital gains tax would have fixed that, but it could have been part of the solution. And so that was disappointing because we've campaigned on that for many, many years, and we thought that at the very least we were going to be able to get that over the line at last. Having said that, we will continue to work with Labor on ways to make the tax system fairer and to make sure that young people have got a fair deal.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.